Okay, I want to call the monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:30. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge
Pledge
allegiance
allegiance
to
to
the
the flag
flag of the United
United
States of
States of
America
America
and to
and
the
to the
Republic
Republic
for
for
which
which
it
it stands,
stands, one
one
nation,
nation
under
under
God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
just
with
liberty,
liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. We'll just say that all members of the authority are present. We'll go to the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Second time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Public portion is closed. Next up is the approval of the minutes, and you have two sets of minutes in your packet, the regular monthly meeting, and then the special meeting that was held last week. What's your pleasure?
I'm ready. Charlie Sampson, make a motion to approve the minutes from the March 20th and April 10th meeting.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Minutes are accepted. Next up is the engineer's report. Rob, you're up.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Yeah. And now.
Hey, Rob.
How you guys? Everybody's doing good, I hope.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, my dog just decided to start barking, so we have some background information, noise. But first item is the facilities plan. Last we spoke, the state was reviewing, and we were told it was in the approval process. I did speak with Ann earlier this week in Shrasta DEP, and she said they are very, very backed up the approval process, so don't wait for that to hold you guys up, which is what she said. So we can move forward with the engineering services to get the plant design moving along before the facilities plan, so that won't hold up the potential funding of the project through the Clean Water Fund. So it could be many, many more months before we get final approval. She told me some stories where it was, some of them are taking a year or more. We've drafted an engineering services agreement. I would like to, maybe have a, I think last time we talked, we'd have a scoping meeting. Maybe let's meet to go over, this is what we're going to do, when we're going to do it, go over a schedule. And then I can submit a proposal, and then with your concurrence, and we submit it to the state.
So, okay, explain that to me again. The order is, would we have to approve this first?
Okay, so this is something separate. This, what we have on the screen right now, this is phase six II removal.
Oh, this is the II. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll come back to this then.
Yeah, the engineering.
So you're not ready for that other contract yet.
Right, I have it in draft form. I want to sit down and go over the scope with Ed and anybody else, and then submit it formally to the WPCA, take a look at it, and then get it to the state for their approval. And then once the state approves it, then we can start moving with the design.
Okay, and I have a quick question about that, since that will be a contract. Based on the discussions we've been having with the new Corporation Council, I think we probably will have to get his approval as well.
So Weston & Sampson, and we talked about this as well, was selected on through the quality-based selection process.
Okay.
So, to do just this, the facilities plan and other work at the plant. So the state is fine with that, because in order to be eligible for the funding, you have to go through the QPS process, which we did. I did send and the information from that was done. So yeah, but you're right, the contract, it'll be a contract, and definitely corporation council should review any contract.
Okay. Bill, just let them know in advance, because they don't want anything held up by a process which we know in advance we have to get done. So okay. Go ahead.
So that's the facilities plan. Route 34, still waiting for record drawings, but all work is done there. I don't think, I mean, they're still working on the DOT portion of it, but all the piping is in. The next item is CMOM. WPCA is working toward a June submittal for the annual report, but the city is doing manhole inspections and CCTV and everything that goes into that annual process.
Right.
The II, so phase five is basically done. There was one lateral that could not be lined because there was too much water coming in. We're gonna have to dig and replace that service. It's a service lateral that's leaking. There's two right next to each other on Laurel Ave that are leaking excess of 5 gallons a minute, which is a fairly significant.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't stop enough to fix it with a liner. So
Rob, just a question on that. Is that the one that goes through the backyards coming down into Stevens Street that they've always had problems with? I'm just curious. I know there were some problems with that line that goes in the backyards there.
I don't think, I know what you mean, but I don't think that's the one. I think it's further down. I can, I'll call it up on my screen at some point, and I'll share where it is, or I'll send you a note where it is.
It just seems like there was so much work done down there and it never got repaired right. That I was just curious if that was the situation, but disregard.
Okay, they're right next to each other. They're, that's phase five. Phase six, we're proposing to do manhole work. So if you recall, like the II control plan that was approved as part of the SSES project, there was three functions. There was three basic paths. Disconnecting the catch basins, which were phases one and two. And then there was pipelines and manholes. So phases three, four, and five, we took all the big II segments and basically lined those. So phase six, there's a list of manholes, and I'm going to take the top 30 manholes and repair those. With these manholes, we've identified as part of the SSCS report, there's 20,000 gallons a day of infiltration, you can see right in the middle there, and 54,000 of peak inflow. So out of the almost 200 that were identified to be repaired, we'll repair these 27 manholes. I think there's a couple more, say 30, but we're going to remove probably two-thirds of the infiltration and a little half of the peak eye inflow from the manhole. So again, doing the biggest bang for the buck. That's
right.
And then the next phase, we can go looking at additional manholes. But like I said before, I think we should start transitioning, continuing to do II repairs as needed, as found through the CMOM investigations that are going on annually. So, and then the next part will be is private inflow removal, which we can discuss at some point. So, but this is a proposal to design, provide construction bid phase and construction phase services, similar to the design efforts. We'll come up with the design plans and GIS. In this case, we're going to go out and inspect the manholes, confirm the repairs that each manholes that's needed, confirm the infiltration that we're going to remove, come up with a cost estimate. I think the construction budget for this is about $300,000.
And I believe we've been a little bit under on some of the previous, so technically we still have the dollars, even if we're a little bit above on this one, correct?
Yeah, I think to date, I was just doing some quick math on what we've done through phase 1 through 5. We've spent somewhere north of $1.1 to $1.3 million on II removal, which it was a 15-year...
It still leaves us enough to cover the $30,000 difference for phase 6.
Yeah, I think the estimated cost for the whole program was $4 million. So we've spent maybe 30% of the whole 15-year budget, or the 20-year budget. So we've spent a little over $1 million out of the $4 million so far. So, and I think we've knocked the lion's share out of the II that was identified in the SSES of that.
I think we've done a great job with this. I think this has been a huge benefit, and we've kept it, within the price guidelines. But as I say, we should have 5 years at $270,000, and we're under that. So technically, that difference can pay for the overage of this next phase. That's what I would say.
Yeah. We're being very strategic, because we're not just lining wholesale, sub areas. We're targeting specific defects.
Right.
Other than the crack house street easement, that was necessary. That whole area through that farm area, that was. This is a proposal. It's those are the manholes, types of work we'll do. We'll confirm that. The design is about $24,000, $8,000 and $16,000 for bid and CA services. So if you'd like us to proceed, put the documents together.
This sounds like the way to go to me. We've gotten the bigger bang for the buck already. This looks like the biggest bang for the buck that we can get now. Ed, I ask your opinion of this, because you deal with it every day.
I think we are definitely moving in the right direction.
Okay. So with that, I would ask for a motion to approve this, again, since it's a contract, subject to review by the Corporation Council.
I'll make that motion to approve it, subject to the Corporation Council's approval.
Okay, do we hear a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Right, second. Any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we can get going on that. Again, we've done a good job. We made that agreement with the state that we would spend $270,000 a year, and we've been doing it, and we're getting a return on that by getting all this stuff out of the system. So that's great.
Hey, I do have a question for Rob.
Yes.
I think on the lower part of that message, we had a list of the 28 or 30 manholes. A lot of them said cover replacement and gasket. Aren't these cast iron covers that are on there, Rob?
Yes, they are either cast iron or ductile iron. Yes, they are. Some of them are in areas that are in a the gutter of a road, so we may want to. And I think at the time the repair was to put a gasketed cover.
Right.
So those areas where you know inflow can come in through the cover.
Yeah, they don't have just a gasket you would put in on the cover, or do you have to change the whole thing out?
We may be able to change the cover with a gasketed cover, or we may have to change. Yeah, you can't just put a gasket on the frame and put the cover back down, because the first time you take that off, you're done. It'll be gone. They make covers that have an integral gasket.
Okay.
We'll see if those could fit on the existing frame.
An O-ring probably. Yeah. Big O-ring probably.
Yeah, there would be an O-ring embedded into the bottom of the cover that doesn't get damaged as you take it off. Take it off, put it on. But sometimes it's hard to retrofit an existing frame. So we'll make that call when we look at it. And maybe you make the call, let's just replace the frame.
Right.
And reset it. It may have to and make sure it's a watertight installation. So
the surface water somehow is getting in there on some of them, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, because you know most manholes are either down the center of the road, but some of them, they're in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
And those ones you want to make sure 100% that those are tight, because every time it rains, that could be a source. This information is the report. You know, was, you know, many years old. So we'll take a look at it again. We'll confirm all of these recommendations, and we'll have an updated report, and then find what we fixed.
Thank you.
Fix what we find. I guess the last thing on the report was, we're still waiting for the MPDES permit response from the state. I don't think we've heard anything, and probably won't for a little bit. And then the dewatering system, it's being built, and we're moving forward with the design drawing. So we'll have the design bid and have a contractor ready to go once the equipment is manufactured and delivered.
And what's our time frame for that, the actual installation?
The actual installation, we had a meeting, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's the beginning part of next year.
Oh, it slipped out already.
35 weeks to build this. They're building it now, but it's a long process.
Well, let's hope nothing goes bad in the meantime. Well,
yeah. It's the electronics that hold this thing up, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, anything else? Ed or Rob?
That's all I had, I think, on that. Yes.
Okay. Bob, have you got updates from DeCarlo and Dahl or the state about any of the leftover materials from the 34 project?
I heard nothing. I sent an email. I left a message. And also, I've asked for the record drawings, too. I've been asking for a long time for those materials. I don't know. That was only a month ago, but the record drawings have been waiting for a year now. So I send them my monthly emails. I think it's worth a knock on their door there. They're still there, right? They're still on the corner on the, yeah.
Would that be you contacting them directly? The office, what's the name? Darwin?
Ron. Yeah. We talked to Jeff Hopper. He said he was going to bring it up at the next state meeting. So, but I haven't heard back yet.
All right. If you want me to follow up with Ron, I will. So just let me know, because he usually does respond when I get to him. So.
Okay. I'll send him another reminder.
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the engineer's report?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, so now we'll move on to bills. And we're actually going to get an old bill first here. This turns out is a phase four. Well, Rod, why don't you explain this? Let's see if I can get this rotated to change the way this works.
Bottom right, go to the bottom right. There's a little circle arrow.
Oh, there
just
it
click,
is. Yeah.
Click that once.
Yeah, they changed the latest version from what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Rob, do you want to talk about this? You're muted. You're muted, Rob.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, this is actually phase three. This is the one that in situ form did. 6 months ago, they asked if they could bill their retainage. I said yes, and I never heard from them again. And then they asked, can they build a retainage? I said yes, send us a bill. So they sent us a bill. So we probably should have sent this a long time ago, but this we've been holding the retain. We hold it for a year through the warranty period of this contract. But yeah, it ended up being a little more, almost 2 years. So
the total is $9,215.09.
216, I think. Yeah.
216. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is work's done. It was the retainage that that we held. It was 5% retainage.
So can I have a motion to pay this old bill?
Motion to pay.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, we're paying that bill.
Jack, is this, will this come out of our, basically, I mean, if this money was basically put aside, is this just going to come out of our general account? I mean, seeing that it's 2 years old, is this going to affect us, like, fiscal year-wise?
I guess it probably would a little bit, but, you know, technically, when we don't spend the money, it goes into our reserve.
Okay.
That was my point about the $270,000 a year. We haven't spent all that money every year.
Yeah.
It should be a small chunk of it. $9,200 should have gone out, but it didn't go out. In the other cases, we've saved the money. But, you know, I think we're going to have a much clearer picture on all of that once we get through this year's budget. Because, you know, Brian, I think Brian's going to be such a resource for us to get things straightened out, because we've never had the best reporting on that. Let's just be honest, and I'll leave it at that, my usual soapbox about it. But I'm anxious to get through this year's budget process and get all these things straightened out. So, all right, let me get back to the other bills. Let me see what we got there. Okay. All right, let's see. The first one is 241632. And the total on this, I'm behind on this today. Rob, help me out. What's the total here? Is it 14,300? You're muted.
Did it again. I was just trying to 14,300, yes.
Okay. So we need a motion. And again, this is this is the dewatering system upgrade. So we're paying that out of one account.
Dick, do we have to go back up top there to the first one, 650?
Yeah, this is out of our budget. Okay, so we need a motion on this one because we don't need the infrastructure committee on this one. So we want to make a motion to pay $650 for invoice 424-1246.
I'll make that motion, Charlie Sampson.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. All right, we're paying that one. And now the second one is related to the dewatering system upgrades. And that is the total 14.3. And again, whenever we do these, since they're coming out of referendum funds, we always have the motion to pay subject to the review of the infrastructure committee. So does someone want to make that motion?
How does this come out of referendum, though, Jack?
Because this is for the
Fournier.
Right, Rob? This is for the Fournier stuff.
Yeah, this is an improvement that
dewater. I'm sorry. Take an I and I. Yes. Okay.
All right. So, did we get the motion?
Motion. I'll make a motion.
All right. Okay. Kelly made the motion.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. Second then.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? All right, we're paying that bill.
Jack, just so the minutes show, that's the second bond bill that we have. I think we had one last month or 2 months ago.
Right, we paid the $90,000 first payment.
Before. Right.
Okay. All right, next item is finance reports. And again, I just put this in the packet for you. There's really nothing to report today. I'm not relying on any of these. You know, hopefully when we get through the budget process, then we'll have some reports that we can talk about, because even this, it's, you know, there's nothing here that we can use. That's the bottom line. Okay. And Brian is working on this. Ed, I think you're finding him very easy to work with, very helpful. I think when we're done with that, we'll finally have reports. But I just included this in the packet just to say there was a finance report. There, you know, it's not worth the paper it's written on. So does anyone have any questions about it?
Nope.
You can see, I mean, even the revenue, it's not even there.
What do you intend to base a budget on? If these numbers aren't any good, what other numbers do we have?
Well, that's what he's working on.
Okay. So we had another upgrade.
Yeah, part of it was the conversion from the old system to the new system with numbering.
Right.
And then going back and finding it, you know, and there are some issues with this year. For example, up here you see no revenue from commercial. Okay. Now, in the past, they did things there. In the past, they booked the revenue the minute the bills went out. Okay. That's not the case this year. I think they were using the actual payments coming in. But if you notice, there's no payment here for commercial or mixed use. So I was almost in panic for a while because the question came up, well, if we didn't get any revenue in, maybe the bills weren't sent out? Well, it turns out that doesn't look like it's the case, because he's now finding that it was really a data entry issue. So that's why I'm saying we can't use this for our reporting. We just know it's not right. And hopefully by the time we meet next month, we'll be in much better shape. So, all right. So, Ed, you're up next.
Okay. For the month of March in the collection system, we responded to a total of 81 call before you dig tickets with 3 emergencies. And we also responded to a total of 7 call outs with 6 emergency call-outs. For the plant in March, we had an average flow of 2.8 million gallons per day, a total flow of 86.88 million gallons a day, which is double what it was from last month, a max daily flow of 4.8 million gallons a day, average total nitrogen of 117 pounds per day. We're limited for 71, so we are over, and we are over our annual average right now at 84.3. Our average effluent BOD is 12.4 milligrams per liter, with an average suspended solids of 19 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 4.4. For maintenance, we had our plant water pump number 1 sent out for service and repairs, reconstructed our water system for our chlorine analyzer and bisulfite system, started our third quarter sewer cleaning and jetting in operations, and secondary building interior painting continued. General, we have our 2023 nitrogen credit report, which is attached, but I'll go over shortly, an update on the NPDES permit renewal. Duke's Root Control came out, our annual root control, and treated over 3,500 linear feet of city sewer main. And FPEPI Construction replaced manhole frames and covers on Bellevue Drive and Sentinel Hill.
So
and the first.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just learning. But you did note it, you did state that the total flow of 86.88 million was almost double what we did last month.
Yes, sir.
And like I said, I'm just learning. Can you just give me a reason why? Was it because of I&I with the rainfall that, or did everybody just start flushing their toilets at once?
It's definitely because of the rainfall and all the I&I that we have.
Okay.
You know, Charlie, that's a good question. I was talking to somebody else today about this, and the issue of water usage. Okay, and I'll just say this one for your benefit. You know, WPCA has only raised the rates once in the last 10 or 12 years, okay, separate from, you know, the capital improvements. And it turns out that the reason we had to raise the rates was, you know, when I first got on, I was looking and our revenue had been declining for 4 or 5 years, okay? And the question came, why aren't we taking in as much revenue? And it turns out the reason we weren't taking in as much revenue, people were not using as much water. And of course, the reason for that is people have turned to the low flow toilets and shower heads. And that, you know, great for the environment, great for everybody, except not so great for us because we had to raise our rates to cover that up because we still had to run the plant. But you know, that's something you probably weren't aware of. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
No, listen, I thought I sounded educated when I said I, and I just learned what that was tonight. So,
hey, every department has their jargon now. All right, let me move down here. All right, Ed, do you want to talk about this one?
Sure. This is a letter that we received from DEP regarding our permit renewal, and they sent this letter out saying that they determined that the application was sufficient for processing. So it is in the process of getting renewed.
And that's what Rob spoke about earlier, Charlie. That's there.
Great. Good to hear.
Okay. And next item you just mentioned. So
nitrogen credit program. So last year we were under our nitrogen credits for the year where our permit is 71. We came in at 63. So we will be getting a check back from the state of Connecticut in the amount of $1,935.
Which we'll maybe have to turn around and get back next year. So, but
we're the one concerned. You know, in the 8 years I've been here, we've only missed our mark once. And getting back to the nitrogen, you know, this month we are over, and we are over for the annual so far. But it has to do with the amount of rain that we're getting in. The samples are slated to be taken Monday into Tuesday. And all the rain that we've been getting for the past year has been Sunday and Mondays. The calculation that they use for the pounds is based on your flow. The higher the flow, the higher the number is going to be. So because our flows are so high, our numbers are keep missing our mark of where we need to be.
Are these on a calendar year or a fiscal year?
Calendar year.
Okay. All right. Okay, did I miss anything? You just put some charts in with it.
That was the charts that came with it from DEP.
Right, okay. Any questions, Fred? He's got more to come in a minute, but any questions about his regular report?
Ed, if I could, I try my damnedest not to micromanage. But every time I go down David Humphreys Road and I hit that manhole in the middle of the road, it pisses me off because I know how much money the town just put in to the shitty job of paving all of our streets. And My question to you is, what's the WPCA's policy on raising manholes and having risers and what have you? Is it the Public Works responsibility or is it WPCA?
When it comes to raising the manholes, it's the WPCA's responsibility. The problem with a lot of the paving that just went on recently is we had no notification. We didn't budget for it. We had no notification of what they were doing. And I think it was a couple of weeks before they started paving, they gave us a list of 40 manholes and said, you need to replace these and raise them. That's when we contracted FPEPI Construction to come out and do all that work for us. We did raise all the manholes, I believe, on David Humphrey's road that the list that we had from Public Works that they gave to us. Are there still some that are not raised?
Ed, these roads are horrible. There's a manhole going down the hill right in the middle, that's right in the tire's path, that's got to be down at least 2 inches. There's no reason why a riser could not have been put on that. I buy them ahead of time for Bethel, and I have a guy going out and putting risers on. Sentinel Hill was just as bad. First off, David Humphrey's road was milled for almost a month, and so was Sentinel Hill. Okay, so again, I'm not picking on you. I'm just stating something because I get my stones broke when I have low manholes in Bethel. And when I drive through Derby, there's nothing. These roads have not been corrected in any way. All they got is a fresh seal asphalt on them. These frames could have had risers in them to get them closer to the grade, had the risers right there on the side of the road, and someone stayed with them and put in a riser, whether it's an inch and a half, a 1 inch, or a 2 inch. I've done it for 20 years up in Bethel. I just don't understand how no responsibility has been taken for that. You can get the risers. You can go to North Haven and get the risers. They can have them to you in a week or so. You can get new frames. I don't understand how we could spend how many million dollars on these roads for them to look horrible like they do. I mean, they're like washboards. And then I see on here a bill, and don't take this wrong, I'm not knocking Frank Pepe. I think Frank does a great job for us. He's always out there. But here's Bellevue Drive and Sentinel Hill. Okay, now if he did Sentinel Hill, fine. Bellevue Drive did not get paved. Why can't we go out every year and pick out 12 manholes that are no good and have them cored properly? Some of these contractors can come in and do five a day. You buy the frames, you have them in stock, you have the risers, you have the lids, have them in stock and have these cored properly. There used to be one company in the state that does it. Now there's a whole bunch of companies. But I did it today. I went down David Humphrey's Road and I hit that same manhole every time. And they're ours. They're sewer manholes. They're not the telephone or electric. There are manholes. And not only was it a horrible paved job, this makes it even worse. And I think we need to start next year. And like I say, go pick out a dozen if we have to go to bid to find out. But this piecemeal of one and two, I can't wrap my head around it. I'm venting now, but we need to look at next year's budget to do this the proper way, go out the bid the way we're supposed to go out. Frank is great for on call and Eddie McManus is great for on call, but something like this of this magnitude and the amount of the ones that need to be done in town, I think we know to need to go out and bid, go to bid and have them cored properly.
Kelly, let me say something here. As far as I'm concerned, the guy who is doing the paving it should be in his contract. When you pave a road, you don't pave and leave a sunken manhole. He should be putting the collar on to raise that manhole. And that should be part of the bid. Who's sending these bids off from the city? They're spending $3 million and they can't include Ansoni. Wow. Does the same thing, by the way. If you go on in Ansoni up the hills there towards the high school, I drive around like a zoo there missing manhole covers because the same thing. The contractor who's paving the road, he should be the guy. He's putting the thickness of the pavement on there. He should be putting the collar on. That should be part of his bid. Well, WPCA, we start charging people WPCA for fixing roads. Doesn't make sense.
There are manholes. We own them, Bob.
And yeah,
the problem is the bid did not say anything regarding the manholes.
Oh, I agree. It should, though. That's where the problem is. Who's sending these bids out from the city?
It's the last administration.
Well, it's been going on for more than the last. It's been going on for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it would seem to me. I'm hearing both sides here.
I just
it's our responsibility to get this done, and there's a payment. But I agree with Bob. I mean, why isn't that done as part of the bid process and the contract, even if they're going to charge us for our share? I have no problem with that. If we should be paying, we should. But I agree with Bob. It should be done all at once. Now, if we have others that, you know, down through the year or something else happened, then we're going to have to do that on our own. But I think if we're paving new roads, why won't we do everything at once?
That's my point. That's my point, Bob. Jack, the roads were milled for a month. I mean, you were dodging around these manholes for a month, and then they just kind of jump in there and they start paving. Well, in that time, whether it be Public Works or our guys or whatever, those frames should be replaced and brought up to grade. And I understand when you mill down, you know, they say, okay, we're going to mill 2 inches. So now you got a 2-inch frame sitting up there. They never go back exactly at 2 inches because I put the damn things on. I know what's involved in it. And you get somebody like ONG or this ragbag outfit that was in town last year. ONG will not put the risers on. It's all what the contract says. It's me or my guys responsible to put these risers on these. If the frames need to be dug up, then Public Works would dig them up and change the risers. Change the frames.
But who sets the bid specification? The city does that, doesn't it?
Sure it does. Public Works does. But they don't look at Public Works and say, the sewer manhole's down. They look at us because the sewer manholes are low and they hit it every day. When a car hits one of these manholes and they get a flat tire, it comes back to the WPCA. It doesn't go back on frame.
Right. All I'm saying, Kelly, is I think in the future, I mean, it's too late now, but anytime there's a contract that's going to involve our equipment, that should be taken care of in the contract. You know, if we get billed for it, I have no problem with that. If that's our responsibility. But it just seems insane to me that it's not in part of the contract to start with. If you know you're going to mill the roads and it's going to cause these problems, why don't you solve them all at once?
No, I'm not disputing that part of it. But you can't have a retired police officer as a public works director saying how you're going to repair a sewer manhole.
He doesn't repair it. He put the spec out, though, Kelly. You got to put the spec out.
Whoever
put the spec out, shame on them. And this was not a problem. If you go back 20 years, I don't recall so many manholes, sunken manholes on a street. Because when they paved it, they paved to the elevation or put a ring on it, you know.
But it never goes back to the elevation. They tell you 2 inches, and it may take 3 inches if you got a quality company trying to put the pitch back into the road. I did the water boxes for 35 years. In the 17 because I worked for Birmingham, I did all the water boxes in Derby and Ansonia. It was our responsibility to bring those frames up to height, or they pave over them. The gas company wants their stuff paved over. They don't care. I'm just saying that we can't let this go. The damage is done. Somebody's got to make the repair.
We're not disputing that. We do want to get it done. I don't want to see this happen again. You know, and I do recall that we had to pay last year or the year before. We did pay for manholes. Don't you remember?
Yeah,
we did pay for it. Okay.
So, I agree with you. I'm just saying that this wasn't a usual City of Derby thing. Tomorrow we're going to pave your road. Those roads were milled and cleaned, and they sat there for a month, and nobody did anything. Then well,
the contractor should have been ready to put his rings down. He had a month, but it wasn't in the contract. You can't blame him if it's
rings
not
down that day, Bob. They should.
We can beat it a dead horse.
Well, the bottom line is we can't do anything about what's right. been done in the past. We have to take care of it ourselves now. But in the future, I think anytime there's a contract going out that's going to affect us, we should be part of those discussions. Okay? But in the meantime, if we've got problems with the manhole covers, we have to correct it. But, you know, we've got to get it in the budget and get it done. So, and I'd ask you to go around and take a look at the ones you think we need to do and give us an estimate, and let's get that built into the budget. If we've got money now to do the worst ones, if that's David Humphreys Road or wherever they are, because, this, you know, the bills will come from people suing the city. We don't want that. You know, we want to provide a good service. So, Ed, if you would start working on that, let's see what we can get done.
I think also, I think, Jack, the damage to the manholes that we repaired, a lot of it is due to trucks hitting that cover that's recessed, pounding that cover down. Eventually, it deteriorates the manhole. Anyway, okay.
Well, Jack, just Ed, and I know what Kelly's talking about because I go down that hill every day to go to work. And it's actually three manhole covers that are at a minimum of 2 inches below the grade. So if you go from Franklin down towards General Worcester, there's three in a row, and then there's another three, I believe, on Sentinel Hill. But just going back, Jack, you may want to touch base with Town Hall, because out of the $3 million they got to pave the roads, that fund was not expended on what they did. So, you know, I don't know what Mayor DeMartino has planned with the remaining money to do another road or two, but I think that, you know, Kelly's point should be made to him that if you are going out to bid, then, you know, it needs to, the bid also has to address the manhole covers, whether we pay for it or it's covered in that $3 million. And if he asked my opinion, I would assume that $3 million referendum that we got there should have covered everything new that was done. But like you said, like Bob said, it has to be in the bid spec. So I would bring this up with the mayor and just let him know that it's a concern. But yeah, also to Kelly's point, next year's budget, we probably should put some money aside and address these on older roads that aren't being done either.
Yeah, again, we have the opportunity to do that right now. I mean, we're going to start that process next week. So yes. You know, that's the purpose of the budget process, to bring all these things in and see what we can afford to do. So I'm looking forward to having that discussion. You know, again, starts next week. So we'll see what happens. Okay, any other questions for Ed about any of this stuff?
You clarified where I send the bill for my flat tire. I'm good.
You have to sue us. Okay. I ask for approval of Ed's report.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstain? And Kelly, thanks for bringing that up. I have no clue about that. You know, I'm surprised that The city has forms to report things. I'm surprised no one is reporting that. And if they are reporting it, it's not getting back to us, and it should.
And you know what, Jack? I don't drive any other side of town anymore now that I'm going up to Bethel. I can't even imagine what some of those streets are like with the manholes. It's a shame. Yeah. For the amount of money they put into it, it's a shame.
Yeah, and look, we're providing a service to the community, and if they're not done right, we look bad. That should not happen. Okay, bottom line, it should not happen. We've got to make sure that we maintain everything we're supposed to maintain. So, okay. Ed, you want to bring this one up now? Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Oh, the collection fee process. Bob, I just wanted to put this on because you weren't able to get to the meeting. And basically, at our meeting last week, we determined that really the Corporation Council and the tax collector have to get together. And we're not part of that original process, okay? The tax collector will be the one who deals with the person. Once the list is compiled, the Corporation Council decides what attorneys do the actual collection process, but the tax collector is the one who will handle any payment plans or anything of that nature. We don't get involved in that day-to-day operation. So I think we've got everybody on the same page now. But now it's up to the finance department to get all that straightened out. Not us. We don't have the staff to do that. It's up to them to get it straightened out. And that's, again, part of this budgeting process as well. So
what you're saying, any delinquencies in the collection process is not our responsibility.
It's the responsibility of the tax collector to set that process in motion. Okay. Yeah, and we did get reports. I took it off. We always got a monthly report, okay? And we haven't had that report in months, okay? But they're working on a report now, and I had it up on the screen before. Let me see if I can.
So we're just to clarify, where Marcy was involved with collection and dealing with the Corporation Council and chasing people, I guess we're out of that business. The finance group now is going to handle all that?
Basically.
Okay.
Here's the part that we're concerned about. This is the report that we used to get. Okay. So that we can follow along and see if we were on track or not. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we used to get this every month.
Right.
But we haven't gotten it. I can't recall how long it's been. But this is where we track during the year. Are we on schedule or are we not on schedule? And we'd have to use this in next year's budget process. For example, they over-reported what they'd expect to collect on taxes.
Right.
Here's the only way you would determine that, by seeing what is your collection history.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll get those reports going forward again. I don't know if they'll be as simple to read as this is, but we will start getting those reports again once we're through this budget process. So, I think this was always helpful to me. Okay. And then we could get the detail as well. Here's the detail on this kind of stuff. Okay. Where they show all the ones that are delinquent and what attorneys handle it, what stage they're at, and what our fees are. The one good thing that came out of it also, Bob, was, remember we had talked about, we got that bill for $27,000. Okay. From the Corporation Council was handling it. Well, it turns out he may be able to get that money back when collections are made. So that was a positive that came out of that meeting. But, this all started when we got that request for us to make a determination on renewing someone's payment plan. Right. That's going to be the tax collector to handle all that stuff from now on. It's going to make our life a little bit easier, I think.
Sure.
Once the reporting gets straightened out.
Okay.
I don't ever want to see a $27,000 bill show up like that again. Shouldn't have happened. Okay.
Good.
All right, Ed, back to you.
Okay. At the plant last Friday, we had one of our main blowers go out. We have two blowers are made and redundant. It's the intricate part of our process. We need these up and running. One of them is a PD blower, which was installed, I think, right around 99 or 2000. And the turbo blower is the one that went out, which is our main blower. And that one was installed, I believe, 2012 or 13. To my understanding, we're not going to be able to get that one up and running. If we can, it's might be advisable or be the same cost to go with a new unit instead. We're still waiting to get prices back from the vendor. The issue is the PD blower that is running is 24, 25 years old at this point. It's not in the greatest shape to begin with. And they are the only ones that got back to us for a retrofit for the PD blower that we have. It's certainly not solving our problems if we go this route, because we still need to have a blower brought in temporarily to be able to run while the retrofit gets done. The retrofit cost is a little over $27,000.
Right,
and that's to retrofit and replace the current PD blower, not the main blower.
And we have to do this now, right? There's no waiting on this.
We don't want to make a rash decision and just get this approved right now, and then in a couple of days, you know, some other vendors get back to us about replacing the turbo blower. You know, I don't want to wait, but at the same point, it would be advantageous for us to see what other offers and quotes we can get in the next couple of days before we make a decision.
Well, you know, we do have the other budget meetings coming up, so we can add that to the agenda for those meetings. So I think that, you know, that should solve that problem, because there would be a question if we have to go out for bid on this anyways, because of the amount. You're saying it's, you know, just the one quote you got was $27,055. So, you know, we may have to check again with the corporation counsel on that procedure. But if it's an emergency, we can get that waived. So, but at least for now, we know we've got a meeting coming up again, a bunch of meetings coming up again. So I think we can hold off till next week at least. So if you can get those other prices in, I'll add that as an agenda item for next week in addition to the budget itself. So,
Ed, what are these blowers specifically used for? Is it part of the process?
Absolutely. So we have aeration tanks that keep everything in suspension. They are there, oxygen for the microorganisms that are there. So we can nitrify and denitrify. Without those blowers, there's no air going to any of the process in the plant. So your nitrification and denitrification becomes mute. And now you're blowing your permit exponentially.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of this falls back to when the PD or when the turbo blower was put in 2000 and or yeah, 2013, 2012, somewhere in that range. I'm still looking for an exact date. The reason they did not replace the turbo blower at the time was because that's when the referendum was about to get passed or was passed, and we were supposed to be going through a full plant upgrade at the time. So everything was, let's wait. We're not going to spend all this money to replace all this equipment when we're going to be getting an upgrade.
Right.
Okay. You know, last week we decided we'd use the next few weeks for the budget process. Hopefully we can get this done in one or two sessions. And we would have to have the public hearing and approve our budget at our meeting, which is on, it's early, May 15th. I hope we can meet that, but you know, I think it has to be approved by the end of May. So if we have to postpone, we can. But right now, we agreed we'd start meeting next week, the 24th. We have the 1st and the 8th available to us as needed. And the public hearing would be on the 15th prior to the regular meeting. So we would have the public hearing and then we would set the final. Now, there's some work to be done because we have to get the figures from the water company. You know, Ed's certainly working on our expense side, but on the other side, we need the reports from the water company on water usage because that's what the rate will be based on. Okay, again, Charlie, for your benefit, there's a basic charge per unit, and then the rest of the charge is based on the actual water consumption. And Marcy always got those numbers for us and prepared the report. And I think Brian is already on top of that. I think he got some preliminary numbers, but he'll have to have that as well. And hopefully we'll start seeing some of that next week. So that's the process. You know, I'm really adamant. After the action they had to take, you know, last night on the mill rate for the next year, look, the people in town are going to be hurting. Okay, that's a 12% increase. You know, we have to do everything possible in our budget to hold the line. And actually, I think we probably can. You know, we benefited last year because of that extra funding being put into the, I think it's called a stiff account. And we were earning some pretty good interest on that. Now, that's not a long-term solution to our problems, but I think it might buy us some time and not have to raise rates. Brian also contacted me, said, you know, we have some extra money sitting there that he'd like to put into the stiff account. And I agreed, yes, do it, because that could be an additional $6,000 a month at the current rate that we'd be getting. So we'll have to look at those figures. But it's like our goal, as much as possible, should be to hold the line. Again, 12%. Going to be a lot of people in town hurting this year. Next year, I should say. So, but we'll start the process. And, you know, I think the process from our side is going to be better by having the finance director directly involved in it. We've never had the finance department directly involved in the budget process. I think it's going to be a huge help to have Brian actually in the meetings and giving us the numbers directly from the finance department. I'm not sure we'll have them all because the audit from last year is still not done. We always like to see those numbers, but I'm confident it's going to be a better process than it's been in years. So I don't have anything else. Anyone else?
Yeah, Jack, what do we stand with the HR and adding a person, Marcy's position? That's been wiped away and finance taking that, or what?
Well, you know, the way it looks now, okay, and again, this is still subject to all that they're doing at City Hall, is that the tasks that Marcy used to do for us would be split between the tax collector, the new tax collector. And she, by the way, she's very familiar with this whole process. I had a meeting with her and Brian last week or the week before, and she's done all this before with WPCA. So she's very aware of the process. And then the rest of it, the part that's driving me totally insane right now, will be done in the finance department. You know, all this getting all the stuff together for the meetings and all these calls, and I can't do this anymore. Sure. I mean, it's got to stop. But that supposedly will be done within the finance department. Now, I think they have to resolve some issues with the union on these positions. And again, I don't know what that process is. But it'll come out during this budgeting process. Okay? We'll have a much better understanding. And nice thing, everybody on the committee is part of the budgeting process. So you'll all see it. And the question you just asked me, Bob, that I tried to give an answer to, that's the question we have to ask from Brian Hall next week. How is this going to work? Well, we've got time. Any other questions? Well, I think a motion to Adjourn might be in order. It's 7:35. If someone wants to make that
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Let me stop the share.
Hey, everyone, have a good week.
Good month. You guys too.
Have a good night, all.
Bye.